Tennessee's rural hospitals are contemplating a new way to get paid in an effort to stave off their demise. Until now, there have been few solutions put forward other than having the state expand 10 care to include the working poor, which is unlikely. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the latest idea asks insurance companies to prop up rural hospitals even as they treat fewer patients.
Tennessee has lost 11 rural hospitals, more than any state but Texas, and a recent consultant's report found at least 7 more won't survive if their financial situation doesn't improve. That's part of the reason Janice Walters came to talk to Tennessee's rural hospital executives about what they're trying in Pennsylvania.
You keep the access, you keep the jobs, which is fundamental to keeping rural America alive. And if we don't do something, we won't have rural America.
Walters leads this new rural health model in Pennsylvania and says outlying hospitals are more than healthcare providers. They're also usually one of the biggest employers in town. But as rural communities continue to shrink, they reach a point where it may not make sense to stay open.
I mean, you just need people in order to keep a hospital open under the current fee-for-service volume.
And yet, just because fewer patients are showing up doesn't mean a community has no need for its own hospital. So here's what they're trying in Pennsylvania. They've gotten the big insurance companies and state-run health plans to agree to lock in what they're currently reimbursing rural hospitals and paying them the same amount for the next 5 years. So even if the hospitals see fewer patients, which is probable, they can count on that income. Walters says the upshot for the health plans is that hospitals are supposed to spend some of that money on more than caring for sick patients and also promote wellness like drug treatment or diabetes prevention.
They keep the revenue so that they can reinvest in the community for the overall sake of the population.
Pennsylvania's rural health model is just a few months old, but the Tennessee Hospital Association's Bill Jolly is watching closely.
With the number of hospitals we've had closed, it's important that we consider new alternative payment models.
Jolly says the guaranteed money wouldn't be enough to save every rural hospital, but it may be the best shot for some. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.